Good afternoon. Greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Robert Fico, president of Slovakia, assassination attempt here within the last, five, 6 days? Why? Wasn't political. We'll talk about why the attempt to murder him. Simply, it is because he does not want to go along with the World Health Organization plan to bring in this new agenda. And the new agenda is the pandemic treaty. He doesn't want to go along with it. There are many nations resisting it. At the World Health Organization, the Global Accord on Pandemic Preparedness Prevention Response is slowly progressing toward a final draft, which is going to take place in the next 5 days. And the Prime Minister, Robert Fico, are targeting it with this, say that they are targeting, and some of his MPs are targeting it with disinformation while the health ministry remains tight-lipped. In other words, he is being accused of disinformation. The WHO member states have agreed on a process to draft a convention to strengthen pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response, drawing on lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic. But not all states are on board. In Slovakia, for example, the government has been actively working against the accord off the back of a significant amount of mismanagement during the pandemic. Excess mortality, vaccination disinformation, and the spread of misinformation. I'm sorry that some political players and disinformation media repeatedly twist important topics for their own benefit. They spread hysteria, lies, and talks of sovereignty loss. The pandemic accord does not detract from our sovereignty. It gives us the opportunity to make sovereign decisions together with our partners in the fight against future pandemics. Negotiated by the 194 member states, the accord looks to cooperate on improved information sharing, equitable access to necessary supplies and equipment, strengthening national health capacities, and better health crisis coordination. Now, they're stating that there's disinformation being spread by government members and alternative media. Why are they pushing for the passing of this pandemic treaty? Because it is control internationally, for one thing. Prime Minister Fico stated in November, "This nonsense can only be invented by greedy pharmaceutical companies, which began to perceive resistance from some governments against mandatory vaccinations." Far-right MEP Milian, can't pronounce his name, Urich, accused the WHO of seeking to control over the pandemics and vaccination worldwide. This is what it would be. I have been, I haven't been paying attention to this until just recently, but it's important that everyone pays attention to it now, because if this treaty is passed, we do in this country lose sovereignty over whether we take vaccinations or not. It'll be mandatory. Whenever they say that there's a pandemic, bingo. Doesn't matter what nation in the world it is, the way I understand it, vaccinations can be required. There'll be law, international law. Most Slavic MEPs agree that the pandemic accord is necessary, but they do admit that certain aspects still require more discussion. European Parliament's Vice President Martin Kogsik, told Euractiv that the threat of future pandemics and the challenges associated with them cannot be solved by any government or institution alone. However, expert discussions are necessary to see whether proposed measures are sufficient from the human rights point of view, which Slovakia can contribute to. So, this pandemic treaty is internationally headlines, and there are some news outlets in this country, especially alternative media, that are covering it. Now, when did this all begin? Who has been pushing for this? What is the purpose? I have two articles. I'm trying to decide which would be the best direction to begin with. Could we go with the Rockefellers and World Health Organization and how they have played into this whole the World Health for a century? Or should we begin with Obama, Rockefeller's man in the White House, close to total victory? I think let's flip a coin. I think let's go back to the past. And we'll begin with the Rockefellers and their involvement with the World Health Organization. We can go back further. The Rockefellers and the pharmaceutical companies that would, beginning in the late 1800s, begin. These pharmaceutical companies are the future of medicine. The future of medicine was natural remedies, but there's no money in natural remedies, so they took a different direction with pharmaceuticals. Petroleum with many cancer-killing properties.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a news flash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
the cancer-killing properties of petroleum. In the 1800s, the Rockefellers began to use petroleum, their scientists, for curing diseases. Pharmaceutical companies in Europe, England, welcome the Germans eventually in the 30s went to a new petroleum, synthetic, and synthetics are used in medications presently, pharmaceuticals. So from petroleum to synthetic. And the petroleum cancer-killing properties. They kill cancers and they kill people. So they may kill the cancer, they may kill the person with the cancer. So the Rockefellers and the World Health Organization, the Rockefeller Foundation organization, the World Health Organization, have a long history of collaboration, partnership, promoting global health. Key points about their relationship, their early involvement. Rockefeller Foundation involved in the establishment of the WHO, attending the first international health conference in 1946. You see, there's money to be made, trillions and zillions of dollars, where whose constitution was signed? Partnership. The foundation has been a major partner of the World Health Organization, providing financial and technical support to various global health initiatives, including disease control and eradication programs. International Health Division. The Rockefeller's Foundation International Health Division was established in 1913. It was involved in global health efforts, including disease control and eradication, until it ceased to exist as a separate entity in 1951. The support for the World Health Organization. The Rockefeller Foundation provided significant financial support for to WHO, including funding for various programs and initiatives such as Global Fund to Fight AIDS, which was created in a laboratory by the military industry. I have a patent picked up the patent by a gentleman who went to the military and said, I can create a disease that kills quickly, a pathogen, and I can create a pathogen that will kill you slowly. The pathogen to kill quickly was AIDS. That slowly was Lyme disease or chronic fatigue syndrome. And the government asked him if he would do the research. He said, yeah. They gave him, I think it was a $100,000 grant. And bingo, women with a chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, and AIDS. Also, tuberculosis and malaria. Now, collaboration on pandemics. The Rockefeller Foundation and the World Health Organization have collaborated on pandemic preparedness and response, including the development of a pandemic prevention institute to contain outbreaks within 100 days. You see, I'm going to interject something here. The major corporations of the world, they have been able to project 100 years into the future. The Rockefellers knew with petroleum what this meant to America. With pharmaceuticals, they could project a decade, half a century out. IBM, and able to, with computers, were able to project that computers would be the size of a building and eventually be as small as a small fingernail. They had this type of vision. And all that I'm reading to you is vision that these people had. But God says in the Bible that there will come a time, and this time is now, when they will no longer be able to predict out a decade. At the most, a decade. They have hit their ceiling. A ceiling that God has set. They cannot see out beyond 2030. And anything that they do assume can happen after 2030 is not good. They are not predicting their demise. The occult world that has been able to give them a view into the future, the occult world is having a very difficult time seeing out past 2030, 2031. They can't see 2045. They can't see 2050. Because God has put a, you might say, blackened the window. They don't have the ability anymore using the occult powers. Whether it be seances, even the top prophets in the occult world have to admit that anything past 2030, 2031, they are uncertain of. And why is that? Because God has blinded them. The only way they can look into the future is to use God's Holy Bible. And they don't want to do it, but they realize God's Holy Bible is telling them that by the end of this decade, their demise is certain. They only have less than 10 years to do their evil. And they know it. I'll go back to this article. See, they plan to prevent these pandemics, outbreaks, control them in 100 days. Well, they can't see into the future. They don't know what's coming. They have to go to the Bible. Now, genomic surveillance. The foundation has called for accelerating national genomic surveillance efforts in the United States and has invested a data-driven platform to anticipate, visualize, predict, visualize, and respond to future outbreaks. The only outbreaks that they can really be assured of are the outbreaks that they plan, that they orchestrate, that they design. Key initiatives and programs. Eradication of hookworm disease. The Rockefeller Foundation led a campaign to eradicate hookworm disease in the early 20th century, which was successful in reducing the disease's prevalence. Malaria and yellow fever control. The foundation has supported efforts to control and eradicate malaria and yellow fever, including funding research and development of vaccines. Global health education. The Rockefeller Foundation has supported global health education initiatives, including the development of public health infrastructure and training programs for healthcare workers. And the notable individuals. John D. Rockefeller, founder of the Rockefeller Foundation, who was a pioneer in global health philanthropy and supported the establishment of the World Health Organization. Wycliffe Rose, first director of the Rockefeller Foundation International Health Division, who played a key role in shaping the organization's global health agenda. Paul F. Russell, prominent public health expert who worked with the Rockefeller Foundation and WHO and was involved in the development of global health programs and initiatives. Overall, the Rockefeller Foundation and the World Health Organization have a long history of collaboration and partnership in promoting global death. Global health, and have made significant contributions to disease control and eradication efforts around the world. So, everywhere you look, one family is involved. First, they own a city. In 1889, they own New York City. Next, they became the ruling family of a society called the Pilgrim Society, London, City of London, and New York City. And with their great investments and their power and their occult ability, Pilgrim Society was successful. This is documented. Then, by the early 1915, they owned a nation. They had a nation at their disposal to begin conquest, world hegemony, and they were successful. They almost completely ruled the world. That was the great possibility until February of 2022, when China and Russia took a stand against a family. We look at it as the United States of America, as empire, the ruling nations of the West. Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping realize they're at war with a family, a very powerful family, a family that has occult background, involved in secret societies. To be involved in Pilgrim Society, you must swear allegiance to secret societies. All these previous presidents, for the most part, have been involved in either Freemasonry, they were Jesuits, Skull and Bones, they were Illuminati, for sure. You cannot hold a powerful position in the United States of America, generally, for the most part, unless you're involved in secret societies, unless you have sworn allegiance to some society. Now, you rule a city, then you rule a society, you rule over a nation, and then you take complete world hegemony, hegemic rule, with no interference. Well, Russia and China were the two nations, only two nations. There was no other way to push back against this empire, a family. No way. The family tried to destroy Russia in the 1990s through Bill Clinton. They almost became successful. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360, KHNC.com for podcasts. The present truth. We'll be right back. I'll be back.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wire's Del Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Everywhere you look, backstabbers. Okay, now, I'll go to a second article. This is out of the Activist Post. Let's go back in time. June 28, 2015. This is at the end of the Obama administration. This is by John Rappaport. Globalist Agenda, John Rappaport, Obama. Tutored and mentored by David Rockefeller's intellectual flunky, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Barack Obama did win his two gold stars for victory. Make no mistake about it. These were his two assignments from the first globalist family of Rockefeller. The two stars: Obamacare, Obama Trade. Obamacare was the Rockefeller strategy for first forcing the pharmaceutical brand of medicine his ancestors pioneered in the 20th century. You own a city, you own a society, you own a nation, you own the world. The U.S. Supreme Court has just papered over an obvious loophole and contradiction in the law to keep Obamacare intact. The state exchanges versus federal exchanges, no problem, no issue. Suddenly, for the court, the original intent of the law is a prime consideration, whereas original intent has been derided bombarded, crushed, ignored when it comes to that little document called the United States Constitution? Obama has also won vaunted slam-dunk fast-track authority on the three globalist trade bills that will shortly arrive for congressional approval, including the horrific TPP, which will grant Big Pharma more profits, as well as greater exemption in the matter of poisoning populations with their drugs. Hope and change? Hope and change? Question mark. Yes, we can. Faded slogans for the kiddies who, with deplorable, gullible, glazed-over grins, help put this globalist front man in the White House. Is he a Rockefeller? Does he have Rockefeller lineage? Under the Obama plan, you can bet your bottom dollar that psychiatric care will eventually become mandatory. A patient suddenly diagnosed with clinical depression or bipolar disease will be told he must take the drugs and suffer their adverse effects. Very young children will be given more and more debilitating and dangerous brain drugs. These drugs on the market, these drugs on the street, not the market, the street, and maybe the market too. Do you see what these drugs do to the people in the homeless camps throughout this country? They're designed to fry the brain. They're designed to destroy, to literally destroy the processes, the synapse process. This is a strategy from hell. And there's more drugs coming you cannot imagine. It's in the Bible. In Revelation 18, there is a nation that is steeped in what is called sorcery. Another name in the Greek is pharmaceuticals. And this nation would be a nation that would invent these pharmaceuticals that bring about sorcery and demon possession. Demonic possession through the drugs, opening the heart up to whatever is out there, a psychedelic effects, psychedelic opening the mind. And then what happens when the mind is open? There's a horde of demons waiting in line to move in. There was a man, Legion, had 100 of these things move in. Mary Magdalene had 7 of them. Others will have a demon, 2 demons. DARPA, they know how to put many demons in. They admit it in their documentation. And the MK Ultra mind control experiments in this country, in the Defense Department documentation, they know how to install demons into a person. This is pharmakia, a nation that is open to the demonic, a nation who is open through drugs and demons. Very young children will be given more and more debilitating and dangerous drug, brain drugs. Under the Obama plan, it will be very convenient to declare new pandemics every few seasons because these phony non-epidemics provide an opportunity to herd the sheep into clinics and remind them who is running the show. Go here. Take this vaccine. Go there. Take that drug. The epidemic is endangering the herd, and you must help your brothers and sisters. Yes, under the Obama plan, there will be more declared health emergencies, and they will serve to cement the citizens in this new role as eternal patients in the medical march along bleak streets of the future. Can you perceive the loss of individual freedom implicit in this universal system of health control? Well, it was successful. They want to tell you that they defeated Obamacare, and Donald Trump was able to pull out some of the bite of Obamacare, but the people, especially the elderly, they wanted access to health, to doctors, to the clinics, to the hospitals, and they became dependent. We do need allopathic care. When you break your arm, crack your head, break a leg, need an operation, have a baby, we need allopathic care. But the Rockefellers knew that all of the areas of the country where they had the natural medications, natural ways of dealing with poison ivy, for example. There's no money in it. How much is enough? Just a little more. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com.
Tree Farm's Memorial Day sale going on now. Get 20 to 30% off all sizes of evergreen trees, including pine, spruce, upright juniper, and more. Get 25 to 30% off all sizes of shade and flowering trees, including redbud, maple, crabapple, honey locust, and more. And get 20% off all ornamental grasses and thousands of hardy perennials to choose from. Through Memorial
Day,
come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
Memorial weekend coming. I want everyone, wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Time to get away from it all. Now, this new pandemic this what they're proposing a new, if I could find that article, my goodness, where do my things go? So they want a, they want to pass this law, pandemic law. This is, I call it international Obamacare. They want to pass this treaty, this pandemic treaty. It is just really Obamacare took care of the health care within this country. This will also take care of health care in this country as well as internationally. So, a new global authority would call any health care, and I'm sorry, a new authority will call any health scare a pandemic. I'm fighting around a microphone here, sorry. I have my article underneath it, to the side, hooked on it. Secondly, it's going to be forced vaccines and quarantines, even if you're healthy. This is the grip of Satan on the nations. And if these nations have any sense at all, if they have any brain power remaining, they will halt this thing for another. It's going to eventually pass. It's in the Bible. In Revelation chapter 6, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the horse that is black, some of this, these vaccinations have given these people gangrene. They turn black from the skin that dies, the hands that die. I saw this photo of a woman, and she's in a hospital bed, and she has her hands up, and her hands are black because they died in place. This is the kind of evil that the Lord cautioned the world about in the book of Revelation. He told the world, these children of the devil, they laugh and they cheer and they sing praises to the devil when mankind, who was created in the image of God, is destroyed, and the horror that these people suffer. They cannot see. This is why God has not shown them anything in the future other than their demise. And their time is almost over, but we have to go through a minefield in the next 9 years to get to the other side. God doesn't lie to us. He always tells us the truth. He prepares us ahead of time so we can psychologically, in our mind, emotion, and will, and that we will be strengthened through the power of His Holy Spirit. And He gives us hope. We need the peace of God, the strength of God in our minds. We need the power of God to just live so that we don't give up the ghost. Travel restrictions to stop you from crossing borders to visit family and friends. This is what this pandemic treaty is all about. With all of the listeners that are Christians, let's pray one thing. Lord Jesus, stop this for the sake of the world. Stop it, that they don't bring it in before you allow it to come into existence. Stop it, Lord, internationally. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Your kids would be vaccinated without your say. Global lockdowns where national governments will no longer have a say. Your freedom to meet up, protest, or pray would be tightly controlled. We cannot and will not stand by as our fundamental freedoms are negotiated away. This is what this pandemic treaty is all about. It is from the pit of hell, from the other world. And so you have these citizens who started this petition. They're asking unelected President Biden to vote no on this. We don't know what's going to happen. This is what I call Obama world health care. The world director, his name is Tedros. Tedros wants to them to pass this thing here in the next 5 days when they assemble between the 27th of May, which is 4 days from now, to the 1st of June. He wants these nations to pass this immediately, to right away. Well, I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
And don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
So you have a family that has been involved in bringing Barack Obama to power, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan. No, the people brought Ronald Reagan to order into government, into his position, and Bush Sr. was put in, was placed as vice president by the family. Yeah, the Rockefellers had a hand in that. Same with bringing in Junior. Junior became president. That was the wishes of the family. Brzezinski also, again, and Henry Kissinger. And there is no replacement for Henry Kissinger. There's no replacement for Brzezinski. These men who built this empire are no longer alive. And there isn't anyone with the abilities, the capabilities, the understanding of the way the world works, like Brzezinski, Kissinger. So this family now, with the foundation, with the existing family members, they don't have a pool of political wealth or knowledge to draw from, people that are competent enough to be able to see the big picture, because the big picture is ended. The way that the people of the world can see the big picture, there's only one way now. There's only one way to see the big picture. It's the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation gives you the details of what is happening. The World Health Organization is in Revelation chapter 6. It is in the horse that is bringing about sickness, disease, and one of the big diseases, the disease that is going to make every person a copper top, a source of energy, is parasites. It's in the book of Revelation. The horse, the rider of the horse, that's bringing the disease, parasites. And now, to add to that horror, they have found a way to create synthetic parasites. So if you do a natural parasite cleanse, and you get rid of the natural parasites, now you have to deal with synthetic parasites. That's for another program. So, for today, I'm just about finished. We'll visit one more time tomorrow. Then we'll have a more Memorial weekend. But I am preparing for synthetic parasites. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m., KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.